Good Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Shpatim, Parshas Shkolim, Tashanai Ches. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Zeveach lelikim yacharam bilti lashem levado yifiger loysenim lesechatzenu kiger meyisa v'eretz Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us in Perichot Beis, Pasuk Yutes and Pasuk Chaf, about the Isra bringing a carbon to an Avodah Zarah. Somebody who does that, he's condemned to death. The second pasuk we just quoted, "Vegar leisaynav leisachatzenu," is that you're not allowed to oppress somebody who's a ger, somebody who is new to Klal Yisrael. You're not allowed to torment him. Gegirim hayusim eretz Mitzrayim, because you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. The Psikta Zutrasa tells us that the Torah put these two psukim together in order to tell us, "Kalam anas ager kilu eved avodas kachamim." Anybody who oppresses a ger, who oppresses somebody who is new to Klal Yisrael, it's as if he has served avodah zarah. And the Chizkuni and other Mefarshim explain that not only do we have a mitzvah to love the ger, but we also have a mitzvah to disregard any aveira the ger might have done, even if it was an aveira of avodah zarah, which is chayav misa, which is a capital offense. Perhaps we could take this one step further. The Torah tells us, bilti lashem levadai, that a person can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's all a person has in his life, is the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is extremely noble, which is something we all aspire to. But you have to remember, v'ger lo'yseinu v'lislachatzenu, that your fellow man you cannot afflict, you cannot torment. And of course it doesn't mean necessarily only afflicting or tormenting, but what it also means is that we have to be cognizant of our fellow man. If we are bilti l'ashem levadai, if we are people who are able to properly be mekayim, bein adam l'makayim, the averis, the mitzvahs, of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to always keep in mind that we have to be that same person when it comes to our fellow man. We can't be one person towards Hashem and another person towards a fellow man. We know the Mishnah tells us in Avos, Ashlesh Adorim Olam Oimed Al Torah Ve'al Avodah Ve'al Gimlus Chasadim, that the world stands not only on Torah, not only on Avodah, not only on davening, and not only bringing karbonis, but only on acts of kindness. And perhaps we can explain the end of the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, because you were gerim in the land of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells this individual who has reached the greatest heights that he too was with the rest of Klal Yisrael in the spiritual depths of Egypt. The Zohar teaches that the Bnei Yisrael were trapped at the Yam Suf, and the Satan said they shouldn't be saved. Halolo Avodah Zarah, Halolo Avodah Zarah. The Yidden, they serve the Avodah Zarah. The Goyim, the Egyptians serve the Avodah Zarah. There's no difference between them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't listen to Baruch Hashem, and he split the sea for Klal Yisrael, despite their lowly stature. The person who has reached the exalted level of Bilti L'Hashem Levadai is thus told that he too must cast his protective shadow upon the entire nation, irrelevant of somebody else's spiritual state. And perhaps we can address something which is in this week's Yoitzers, something that we say in the Piyutim of Shabbos Shkolim. We say, V'shekel esa b'vayis nachay v'nisa. I shall donate a shekel in the house of the Beis HaMikdash that is built on high. The implication of this tefillah is that we ask for the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Mechut Matzis HaShekel and to donate a shekel to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash Meherim Yameinu. The Torah tells us that a person is not allowed to give more than a machzis ha-shekel. Ha-osher la-yarbe ha-hadal la-yamit. The wealthy may not give more, and the poor may not give less. Why do we pray to be able to donate a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash if the Torah forbids us donating more than a half a shekel? As we said, the piyut says, v'shekel esa v'bayis nachin v'nisa. That I should be able to give a shekel. A shekel? We should only give a half a shekel. And perhaps we can say, based on the Gemara in Shkolim, that the Gemara tells us that a person is allowed to give a machzis a shekel on behalf of his fellow man. So we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that to bring today when we will once again be able to perform the great mitzvah of machzis a shekel, and we make a commitment that when the time comes, we will donate a machzis a shekel, not only for ourselves, but also for our fellow man, thereby combining our devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our devotion to our fellow man. And thus the piyut continues, Or panecha aleinu adai nisa, cast upon us your countenance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as he shines his countenance upon people we too commit ourselves to shine our countenance upon others by assisting them in donating maxes of shekel on their behalf. We should be zeichah very soon to be able to give that maxes of shekel, and if need be, a full shekel for our friend. B'mheira v'yameinu amen.